having competitors or having, you know, a big competition, it's actually the best thing that can happen for you in your business, and especially when you're first starting out and you're not sure, you know, how to craft your message and how to craft your offers and other things like that. So you want to stick around and listen to this episode. Welcome to High End Client Acquisition Podcast. My name is Marian. I'm your host, and this show is here to teach you how to attract your dream clients on autopilot in 30 days or less. Each week, I bring you a guest or a strategy that can help you take your business to the next level. Don't forget, you can always get the episodes in your inbox or messenger at clientacquisitionpodcast.com. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of High End Client Acquisition Podcast. My name is Marian, and if this is your first time here and you just get familiar with how this show can apply to your business, every single week I either bring you a guest or a strategy that can help you get closer to your client acquisition process. And you know, the week prior to this was my first solo episode, and a lot of you actually gave me some great feedback. So we'll keep continuing doing these. We'll keep them short. Usually our interviews are a little longer, you know, closer to like 30 minutes and even longer than that. But these ones are pretty, you know, straight to the point. Every episode has like a topic. So today I'm going to talk and explain why having competition is the best thing that you can do. So imagine this, you are just starting out now, and let's say you want to start offering coaching, or you know, done for you service or group coaching, whatever the situation may be, and you don't know how much people are paying for that, how much you should put your offer out there for, and you're just confused, like, you know, with the entire process. The best thing that you can do is for you to look at your competitor's marketplace. So the easiest way, and this is literally the same process that we do it ourselves or we help our clients with. So you first identify 5 to 10 competitors in your own marketplace. So for example, when I do that, or I mean, now I know who my competitors are, but every week I do research and see if somebody else popped up, if I can target somebody else's audience and things like that. So first place that you can go, first platform, is you'll go on Facebook. Now these, like the entire process that I'm going to share with you, applies both on Facebook and Instagram, because the ad platform, you know, where you run ads, it's only going to work from the Facebook back end. So when you run Instagram ads, you'll also run them from Facebook. So that's why it applies to both of them, right? First things first, you identify 5 to 10 competitors. When I do that, for example, in the marketing niche, in the whole online marketing space, I would target Lewis House, Ty Lopez, Gary Vee, Russell Brunson, Marie Forleo, Amy Porterfield, right? So I can go on and on and on. When you're first starting out and you don't know exactly who the main influencers are, you need to do your research, right? Like, who do you look up to? Who do you want to become? What's the person that you listen every day that you want to be on the other side with, right? Like, who is that person? And then just Facebook is going to give you more recommendations once you choose that. So in order for you to not get overwhelmed, you know, pick at the beginning, just pick three to five, right? I said 5 to 10, that's ideal. I would say start with 3 to 5. Once you get 3 to 5 people that already have audiences, just stop for a second and understand this. These guys spent hundreds of thousands of dollars building their audiences, and now we have the option of putting our services, our messages, our content in front of their audiences. And we will not just spend money, you know, without knowing what to do. We would spend money putting that message and testing the content against each of these audiences. So here's how you do it. After you identify the influencers and your competitors, then you can go on their Facebook pages. So if you are on your mobile device, for example, right? Like you go on Facebook, and then let's say you search, like right now, let's say I search for, Let's say I search for Lewis House. As soon as you click on his business page, so you have to be on the business page, not on the personal profile. As soon as you are on the business page, on the top right corner where you have the like thumbs up button, the whole icon, what he says, either liked if you liked it, or you can hit it and like it. On top of that, you have an eye. It's a circle with an eye. Once you click on that, it's going to tell you page info and ads. Now, what do you think is the next step? Of course, you're going to click on active ads. So now what you're going to be able to do is you'll see all the ads that this page is running. And I know this may seem, you know, a little, I would say, probably unfair for the people that are doing it, but it's actually out there and it's open to the public. Of course, I mean, from a technical standpoint, is because Facebook's new privacy policy and all those terms and conditions, whatever. But now we, as marketers, as business owners, we have the option to spy on our competitors at a whole different level. Like, you will go now into these pages and you'll see what ads the people that are direct competitors to you are doing. Now, when you put your content in front of their audiences, you know, you may find some of them, if they're not that big, I don't know exactly what's the minimum. I think you have to be at least at 100,000 followers and to be verified in order to target somebody's audience. I might be wrong. Don't take me full on that, but that's not the point. The point is, you now know exactly what the copy of these guys' ads are, what the pages look like, because you can click, you know, and unfortunately you can click and that will charge them money, but you can see what the ads look like, how the page looks like, and of course, what are they giving? Like, what's their lead magnets? What's their sales page? What's their email follow-up, right? Now, the whole new level would be for you to pull your credit card and actually buy their product and understand what's the actual sales funnel. But if you identify, like, think about that. Now you know who your competitors are. Step number two is, now you know what they say in their ads, what they say, how their ads look like. And then you can see what the copy looks like on their pages. Boom, now you just have to execute. And again, this is not you copying them. No, that's not ethical. What we do here, the spying part, it is, because it's open to the public. Like, you either do it yourself or somebody else is doing it. I don't care. You know, it's open to the public. It means that you can do it. So don't feel bad, like, oh, this is not fair. No, none of that. You have to just, you know, play the game. And this way is how you funnel hack your competitors. And this is how you can really make a big difference, right? Because you have to understand, like, what's the main reason behind that. The main reason is so you can help more people get better results. And if you don't do it, your other competitors will do it, and, you know, you either lose or win. So again, you can open your Facebook page, but first, of course, you have to identify, like, who these guys are. If you don't know what's their Facebook page, and you have a video that you know it's on YouTube, well, you have to do your research on that person that has the video, because I can guarantee that if they're big on YouTube, they'll be big on Facebook or Instagram. So you will be able to at least find what their ads are, how much, you wouldn't know how much money they spend for the ad, but if it's there, it means it's active, because you have, like I said, you have the option, it's page info and active ad. So again, once you click on somebody's business page, top of the thumbs up on the right top corner, somebody in the middle over there, it's an eye circle. You click on that and it will tell you page info and active ads. You click on active ads and boom, you can see all the ads that person it's running. And that's how you identify your competitors, and you literally see exactly what they say in their ads, what they say in their copy, how their page looks like, how much money they charge for their offer. Now you need to either improve the offer, you will have to add different things that they don't, and a lot of other things like that, because, you know, otherwise you can't just compete with these guys that have huge followings. You have to find a way to hack that. So again, hacking means you're not copying them. You will just find a way to make your offer better. You'll model their ads, you're not copy their ads. So it's very important for you guys to understand. All right, so I hope this week's strategy gives you an exact step-by-step process of how you can implement this in your own business. And by the way, guys, last week we launched this free training that you can join if you go to iwantdreamclients.com. And again, that is iwantdreamclients.com, and you'll be able to download a powerful blueprint and then watch those videos over there, and it will just take this strategy at a whole new level. All right, and don't forget, hit the subscribe button, leave us a review with what's your honest opinion about this show. And of course, if you have a question, we'll start featuring your questions here on the show and on my YouTube channel. And by the way, on my YouTube channel, it's going to be every single day starting with April 15th. So depending on what time you're going to listen to this. it's very important for you to know if you want your question featured there. I'll put the link in the description of these of the show notes of this episode, so you'll be able to just click on my YouTube channel and then fill out the quick, it's like a 1 minute thing that you hit record, and all of a sudden you can record your question. I'll answer it in the video, and of course you get a shout out in the video right there. But for all of you guys that are right here and listening to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or Spotify, whatever it is, don't forget to hit subscribe, because once you hit subscribe and you leave us a review here, send it to us, you automatically get entered into our monthly giveaway. Thanks a lot for listening, guys, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.
Hey, podcast listeners, I want you to know that I really appreciate your attention and I don't take it lightly. That's why each month we pick a lucky winner and we give away books, mentorship, software, courses, iPads, and other cool stuff. The way to enter is go to clientacquisitionpodcast.com and sign up. You'll get all the details there. Talk to you guys soon. Take care.